Item number 22, please.
Item number 22 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Stewardship Program grant applications.
Mr. Healy?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the stewardship program is one of those that we have very successfully worked with for many, many years. It provides, as the report indicates, a lot of different types of funding for different needs, land acquisition, facilities development, nature-based, active recreation. And I would say just about every year since I've been around, we've been applying to them and getting very good funding opportunities. It's nice in that it's state money, and many times those state monies can be used to, if you will, leverage other federal grant programs. So it's one of those that has been very good to us, if you will, and we would certainly like to continue to submit applications.
Could you briefly describe what's been done in terms of the current state biennial budget to the stewardship program?
Maybe the director would like to.
Yeah, Mr. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, during the creation of the current state budget, the stewardship program was modified in the amount of funding that is available. Dollars were taken from the base stewardship program and reprogrammed and reprioritized. One of the areas that was reprioritized was to do dam enhancement or a dam safety grant program that was put together in the state budget that assists counties that are currently under DNR order with related to dam structures to be able to apply for funding. And we're currently working with the state and working with our consultants on working through the Esterbrook Dam and that. And other dollars, I'm not sure just to the exact programming of it, but I think, you know, the base stewardship program has about $60 million of annual spending authority in it, and I think that's down from 80.
Yeah, I was under the impression there was a significant cut made in the stewardship funding.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think a big amount of that was reprogrammed into other areas that the state legislature had determined needed some type of base funding.
I'm tempted to make a sarcastic comment, but I'm going to restrain myself. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and my apologies to the department. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this, so I saw it on your face. Generally, I think we've been able to do very good things with these sorts of grant programs. There were two items in this report that caught my attention, and I would like them addressed. Obviously, we had the issue within the last year where we found out that the acceptance of certain grant funds opened us up to hunting or trapping on that property. This discusses that or mentions it briefly, and so I'd like that to be addressed because of the fact that what you're being asked to give is broad authority to apply for, accept, and implement this, and yet you don't know specifically what they're going to apply for, where it's going to be utilized, and how it would be implemented. I think that deserves attention. Secondly, obviously, we have a long history on the dam issue, and there's a statement about shoreland enhancements following dam removal. So if we could address that, I would appreciate it. Otherwise, I would suggest that the resolution be amended to permit the application, but that you would remove the accept and implement portions at this time, which has been done in the past.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, to address the first topic of the hunting, trapping, fishing, hiking, and the nature-based outdoor recreational opportunities that are required with the state stewardship program, the dollars that come out of the state stewardship program that require the county to take a look at its ordinances and rules associated with those activities, the county is not allowed to prohibit that. And so the piece of property that was in question was the addition down at Bender Park. We've been continuing with some negotiations or discussions with the landowners, and where the valuations are, the county, the dollars are not available to try to reach the dollars that the group that owns the property is asking for. And so we're kind of pretty in a holding pattern on that property at this point in time. We're working with the city of Oak Creek. I actually got an email from Oak Creek this morning that I have not been able to look at yet concerning what their grant was moving for and how their ordinance may or may not change. And so that's only in the acquisition. One of the things we are going to apply for this time is for some match dollars associated with the UP rail corridor and our trail development. We actually currently have funding, two sources of grant funding that we've been awarded. One was CMAQ funding for the acquisition of the corridor from the rail company for the Rails to Trails program. And then the second one is transportation enhancement funding for the development of that said corridor. DNR has came out, taken a look at it. Due to the narrowness of the corridor and that, they will not enforce any hunting or any type of hunting on that, which is, common sense. And so, we're moving forward with that. The DNR loves the project. I think we will be very successful in our pursuit of those dollars. And then we're also, again, just putting our name in the hat or our application in for the vendor, just in case something were to transpire. We need to be in the pipeline, but we're continuing, to move forward. Hopefully, someday those properties will become part of the Parks Department. Is it intimate? I don't think so. As for the concern on the shoreline enhancement following a dam removal, there is no intent of applying for any type of funding to do any of that. We're currently moving forward with the focus that we have been given by the board, which is repair. We're currently continuing to work with the EPA on the phase two cleanup. And there's design happening right now. EPA has been in town and done sediment testing and sampling, and they're putting that together. So I can assure the Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that we have no intent of applying for any dollars like that.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that explanation. I just would like to understand why, when there are good projects that the department intends to apply for, why they wouldn't submit it with that specificity rather than seeking broad authority to do this, so that no one would read this and be alarmed that they're going to wake up to a project in their district where hunting would be allowed or trapping would be allowed or something else that they didn't know they were voting for. So it seeks rather broad authority, and if the department has specifics in mind, which seemingly are good projects, why we wouldn't just have that included in the resolution rather than broad authority.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the reason that we're going with the broad stroke on this one, or on all of them, is we continue to work with the granting programs, and we continue to put projects in front of them. They are establishing and reprioritizing and evaluating their priorities for their funding all the time. And so we want to make sure that if say that the DNR comes forward and says, we have found this money that somebody else couldn't use, then it would most likely work in this project for Milwaukee County. And DNR has been very, very good to us with those types of things, coming forward and saying, I can get you this money to help you support that's in your capital program. I don't want to limit ourselves by providing, being specific. I have no intent of, hiding anything or applying for anything that without coming forward and talking to the supervisors within the areas and to the board.
Mr. Healy?
I would just add to that is to the concerns about surprise hunting, fishing, changes in what is currently the status quo. Those are all things that are controlled by county ordinances, and before we could implement or accept money from a grant program that required those, we would need to be in front of the board to request changes to those ordinances. Right now, those actions are prohibited. We can still apply, and if there's a requirement, we would need to resolve it prior to accepting.
That's good to know. If the state, for instance, required us to have a gun rental stand in our parks, it would
be the first to hear.
We'd be we'd have some authority to deny that. Sorry for, can't help myself. Is there further discussion? Is Supervisor Lipscomb?
Last question. So yeah. I appreciate the explanation, and I think it clears up why the broad authority in terms of ability to apply. My question would still remain then, why can we, if particularly in the case of new projects that haven't been discussed, why we wouldn't want to bring that back for approval before we would accept and implement projects that have never been reviewed by a committee?
Mr. Keegan?
I would want that ability in my district, and I would think other members would too.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, most of the funding that DNR would come to us is bike trail related. You know, they actually came to us a week ago and said that they had found $154,000 of additional funding that they would be able to direct to Milwaukee County if we could come up with the match for it. It's associated with an issue that we've been working with the DOT for about 4 years on, and we'd reverted some funding and some things had transpired, and so now we're continuing to work with the DOT to come up with the county side of the match in that. And so, you know, if you want to put it in there that we come back before the acceptance on that, that's fine. You know, it's pretty straightforward. Most of the dollars coming out of STU, though, have been related to bike trail funding and other types, you know, of those types of development.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the explanation. I had a proposed, obviously I'm not a member of the committee, I can't make I can't propose an amendment, but I had some amendment language. If it's not of interest to the committee at this time, I could take it up on the board floor, but it was to strike the two segments that say accept and implement stewardship grant awards offered to Milwaukee County and to insert apply in those places. It's a pleasure of the committee. It's a relevant issue to me given the history that I've had. So appreciate it.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes. I will support Supervisor Thiel's amendment. Do you have any comment on that, Mr. Keegan? Is that an issue? Would that hinder or
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it does not hinder us. You know, we can still put our applications in and that and implement it. So, you know, I feel that, you know, the department has always been very forthright in what they're doing and very transparent. And if the supervisor and the board wishes us to come back and tell them, you know, what we've gotten for stewardship, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Would you like me to read this, or should I just submit it to you?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Be resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors does hereby authorize the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to submit one or more stewardship program grant applications and to undertake all actions and activities necessary to accept and implement steward grant awards offered to Milwaukee County. So strike line 30, 31, and 37, 38, and add apply after the word to on line 37. So to apply and accept. So what will be removed is the end of 30 and 31, accept and implement steward grant awards offered to Milwaukee County, and add the word apply to two after necessary.
Could we pass this over to our clerk so that she has an accurate understanding?
Mr. Chairman, it's basically in the resolve clause, it restates the final whereas clause. So there's two locations where the language is contained, and it's an identical strike and add.
Let's give our clerk a moment to digest and put this in form. Um.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that perhaps the change should be to apply for instead of just inserting the word apply, because just to say to apply means to apply the stewardship grants, which means to use the stewardship grants, as opposed to apply for, which means applying for the grants.
So. Supervisor Lipscomb?
That's fine.
Stamper, is that acceptable?
Sure, no problem. Does that meet your
that's fine.
Desire?
If that's clear for everyone, that's fine.
We have a motion by Supervisor Stamper to approve the amendment to item number 22. Would our clerk like to read that?
I will attempt to. So the final whereas clause would read, whereas the interim DPRC director respectfully recommends that the DPRC be authorized to submit one or more stewardship program grant applications and to undertake all actions and activities necessary. All language after that would be stricken. In the be it further resolved clause, it would read that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors does hereby authorize the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to submit one or more stewardship program grant applications and to undertake all actions and activities necessary to apply for and accept and implement. No, you're striking that. It would just be apply for. My apologies. Okay, so it would then read, and to undertake all actions and activities necessary to apply for stewardship grant awards offered to Milwaukee County.
Any questions by committee members? Is everyone clear on the wording of the amendment? And that amendment is acceptable to our Parks Department.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The amendment is before us with a motion to approve by Supervisor Stamper. If there's no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. Now amendment, on the item.
I'm sorry. Amendment 1 is approved.
Amendment 1 is approved on the item number 22 as amended. Are there questions or comments by committee? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved as amended.
And finally, item number 25. We have a notation to close session. Corp Counsel is present. I'm asking if Corp Counsel is present.
They are not.
Now, Corp Counsel.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ray.